Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqh ala al-Madahib al-Arba'a, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Today's date is the 29th of Dhul Qadah, 1443, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 30th of June, 2022. Our topic today is on Dhul Hijjah. Our Honorable Mufti Saab is in Durban and currently will be live with us. We welcome him. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafa maulana zahid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, tonight we are advised to go out and search for the moon. What should we take into consideration?
Just speak loud, 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 maulana.
Tonight we are advised to go and search for the moon as it we are searching for Dhul Hijjah. What should we take into consideration when sighting the moon?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Islam, we must learn everything by tartib, by sequence. So today in South Africa and some other countries, most countries already, because we have herd mentality in the Muslim Ummah. So they already will say today is the first of Dhul Hijjah, because Saudi Arabia announced it last night officially. Whether the moon was sighted or not, definitely you could not sight the moon with the naked eye. But that is what they decided, and then they announced first, and majority countries follow them. So we don't agree with that at all, obviously. So we say it is the 29th of Dhul-Qa'dah today, 1443. So before we even come to Maghrib time and so forth, this is what we all need to do and take cognizance of. The hadith is mentioned in various compilations. Qala an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is mentioned in Muslim Sharif, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ هِلَالَ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ, when you see the new moon and crescent of Dhul Hijjah, وَأَرَادَ أَحَدُكُمْ أَيُّ ضَحِيَا, and you made intention of slaughtering the udhiyah, the qurbani, whether locally, nationally, internationally, فَلْيُمْسِكْ أَنْ شَعْرِهِ وَأَصْفَارِهِ حَتَّى يُضَحِيَا. So remember that when you see the new moon, the crescent for Dhul Hijjah, and you made intention to make the qurbani, udhiyah, then you must abstain from clipping your nails, from cutting your hair, till you have made the qurbani. Once the qurbani is finished, then you clip your toenails, your fingernails, then you can remove your unwanted hair and so forth. So now the time is 11 o'clock, 5 past 10 past 11, so right till 5 o'clock or so, wherever you are. So you got enough time now to clip the nails, and you got enough time to remove the unwanted hair. So this is a sunnah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam for all of us who are making intention of qurbani, and we are for male and female, whether we're doing it in South Africa or overseas, one issue. Second issue is that remember that we are, mashallah, now in the month of Dhul-Qa'dah. So according to the Shafi'i, according to the Maliki, according to the Hanafi school, this is a sunnah. However, according to the Hanbali scholars, remember it is a wajib. And if you want a masterpiece of a book on this, I think you saw the book also, Maulana. Al-Fathu al-Rabbani bi-mufradati Ahmad bin Hanbal Shaybani. So he, Ahmad bin Hanbal, alone among the four schools of thought, says is wajib and compulsory. The difference will be that if a person from tomorrow onwards, and once the moon is sighted tonight, inshallah al-Aziz, then remember, and he cuts his nails, clips his nails, toe nails, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal will say it's sinful. And majority scholars say it's not sinful, but it is something better we don't do. So that will be the difference. Today is the 29th of Zulqada. I'm sitting here by the ocean. MashaAllah, as I look around, it's a wonderful, beautiful, cloudless sky here in Durban. Magnificent weather. No jersey, nothing. People got their aircons out. I decided to sit outside here in the veranda like. And when I look at the ocean, then always I look at the bubbles and foam and look at the Quran, always draw lessons. Look, this is a lesson we take, Maulana. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءَ. As for the bubbles and the foam on top, they are the sign of batil and falsehood. You see all the falsehood falling apart. So you see capitalism falling apart. Look at yesterday's business news. Wonderful article there. Americans losing hope in capitalism. Look at politics, socialism, communism, democracy all falling apart. Zionism, apartheid regime fell today, again today. So all systems, and you take our religious side, whether it is Qadianiism, Shiaism, or Agaism, all these kuffar, remember that they fall apart. So we must be very, very clear on this here, that who are we? Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So we are the water. You see the water, how pure it is. So the water underneath the foam and underneath the bubble, remember that is what we have to present to the world without fear and favor. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسُ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And when you are an asset to humanity, we fear none but Almighty Allah. Our love for Allah Jalla Wala unlimited. Our love for Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam unlimited. Our love for Ahlul Bayt, the family of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all his honorable wives and children, grandchildren, son-in-law, father-in-law, all we must love. And remember all the Sahaba, and we follow the Awliyaullah and the four schools. Then we are on the right path, the Sirat-i Mustafim. And then today, Gregorian calendar is the 30th of June. It was 1982. Then it was the night of the 2nd of Ramadan, 30th June. And my father passed away. So all this brings back memories. You know, you remember all, you relish and cherish all the wonderful moments we spent with our beloved parents. So whoever can remember, make dua for our parents, Allah give them all Jannatul Firdaus. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. So anyway, we come back to our topic. We appeal, we humbly appeal to every Muslim, where it is the 29th of Zulqa'dah today. So clip your nails, clip your toenails, fingernails, remove unwanted hair before sunset today. And inshallah, practice on this great, great sunnah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we practice on the sunnah of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fattabi'uni, follow me immaculately, yuhibbukumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And your sins will get forgiven. And Surah 3 verse 31. So that is what we all should aspire and try and do. وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّ التَّوْفِيقِ. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq.
Mufti Sahib, with regards to the Quran, what does it say about the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah?
Remember, your second question was about the moon. There they got in Saudi and other countries, they got moon samis. So here we got man cakers, and mashallah, our man cakers, and everybody, every Muslim, you should be making a concerted effort. So far in Durban, the conditions are very, very clear. So we don't know what will happen in the afternoon and evening. But somewhere, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala's mercy will come. And 37 hours, 36 hours, what is well it is. So the hours are no problem. So inshallah, somebody sees it, you contact the local ulama and so forth. You contact the wifaqul ulama, contact whoever you have confidence in. And inshallah, they'll make the announcement. We will announce it as well. And then that will usher in the month of Zulhijjah tonight. Then, today I sent out the first, just now I sent it out before the program. You will see, that's why my calendar on the Siha is one day before. So that you must learn all these duas. What's the point I send it to you tomorrow? then when are you going to read the dua? You must read the dua today. So tonight when the moon is sighted, confirmation comes, whether you see the moon or not. So I'm reading the duas for you quickly. All three duas are sunnat. Hilalu khayrin wa rushdin, mentioned in Abu Dawood. Allahu Akbar. Hilalu khayrin wa rushdin. Ya Allah, make this month, for every month it is Islamic lunar month, make it a month of khayr and goodness, wa rushdin and righteousness. Second dua, Ubada bin Samit, great, great, illustrious sahabi, buried next to Majidul Aqsa. So remember, he reports, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and remember that this dua is sunnat, mentioned in Mustad Ahmad. And what is the dua? Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Till day we all know, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha shahr. And plural, Allahumma inna as'aluka khayra hadha shahr. Ya Allah, I ask of you the best of this month here. You see, so that is you, your wife, children, all of you read, mashallah. Create the environment in the house, whole day, husband, wife fighting, parents, children fighting, siblings fighting, big, big nights are coming, and all the damals still carry on, all the problems go on. No, we must learn to live in peace, harmony, live in a house. The house must become a home. Home must become Darussalam. And then you get a taste, small, tiny little taste of Jannah. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. This Allah gives us, we sit here, look at the ocean, I was looking at it now. I said, Ya Allah, you made this so beautiful. This is Banzela. Now we beg you, Allahumma inna nas'aluka jannatul firdaus al-a'la. Ya Allah, you grant us jannatul firdaus, us, our parents, our family members, and the entire ummah who belongs to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We live with Iman and we die with Iman. So in that way, there, mashallah, Allah Jalla wa Ala, Allah is waiting for. Allah knows, but Allah gives us opportunities that we must turn to Allah, cry to Allah. Allah will accept everything, inshallah. Third dua mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, 100% authentic. And how much we should be reading these duas in South Africa. South Africa is one of the crime capitals of the world. Murder, rape, gender violence, you know what is going on. Kidnapping and what and what. Allah protect us all, hijacking and that. Allah alone protect us. So, Allahu Akbar. Allahumma hillahu alayna fil amni wal iman was salamati wal islam wat tawfiq lima tuhibbu wa tarda rabbi wa rabbukallah. Oh beloved Allah, grant us that this new moon and crescent, it looms upon us. Hilal is for the first 3 nights only. Then after 3 nights, the moon, the name changes. 14th night is called Laylatul Badr, the full moon. And that is when the moon reaches its maximum, the beauty, glory of the moon. So anyway, so you read, Ya Allah, you grant us this, that a new moon looms upon us with safety, security, our Iman, our Islam, our wealth, our assets, our health, our honor, dignity, everything, our family, all. Grant us tawfiq, the divine ability, capacity, Allah. Lima tuhibbu wa tarda, for that what you love and you are pleased with, Rabbi wa Rabbukallah. You are my sustainer, nourisher, and you are the sustainer, nourisher, cherisher of the celestial creation and of us as well. And remember that you asked the question about Quran Sharif. So remember, wal fajri wa layalin ashr. So remember that this is in Surah Al-Fajr, and right in the beginning there. So what does Almighty Allah teaches us? Inna Allah aqsama ala kulli dhi shan. Verily Almighty Allah takes on oath and things that are very, very significant and important. Wal-Fajri. Go ask the Ummah today, how many of them read Fajr Salat? That's why the shaitan is urinating in their ears. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Ba'ala shaitanu fi udhunay. And then they think just like the shaitan. Because the shaitan is urinating in their ears. 80%, 70% of the ummah don't read Fajr Salat. So you must remember that you, my esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, you, the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah, ask yourself, ask your family, how many read Fajr Salat on time? The men in the masjid wa jama'ah, or in the musalla wa jama'ah, And how many women read Fajr Salat on time, day in their homes? You see, take a survey and see. You will find 2/3, 75 they were read. They read when they feel like. So Allah is telling you, you must wake up before Fajr, Fajr time, read Salat on time, read Quran. That is what Islam is teaching us. وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. The greatest people to understand Quran were the direct students of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the beloved Sahaba. Therefore, anybody speaks against Sahaba, they're out of the fold of Islam. Qala ibn Abbas in Abdullah ibn Abbas, ibn Zubair, wa Mujahid. So Abdullah ibn Abbas, Ra'isul Mufassirin, Abdullah ibn Zubair. So remember, he's buried there. Abdullah ibn Abbas buried there. Remember, in Taif 68. Abdullah ibn Zubair 73. He's buried there in Mu'alla. And Mujahid. Mujahid passes away there in Sajda, Amama Baytillah. So these are the giants, he's a Tabi'i, great student of Ibn Abbas. All of them said, and Sahaba said, that this walayal in Ashr refers to the first 10 nights of Zulhijjah. Hafiz Imanuddin ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, he and Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, they are buried in Maqbara Sufiya, there in Damascus, Syria. I went to all these places with Allah's help. So he said that this is right. You must remember this, the 10th of Zulhijjah, the 10 nights of mentioned in Zulhul Fajr refers to the 10 nights of Zulhijjah. وَنَسَبُهُ شَوْكَانِي فِي تَفْسِيرِهِ لَا جُمْهُودِ مُفَسِّرِينَ. So in Fathul Qadir, Allama Shawkani rahimahullah says that you must remember, this is 100% correct, that you must remember that these nights are so great, great nights. So tonight, don't squander the night, is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Inshallah, Al-Aziz, moon's crescent sighted, then it is one of the big, big nights of the first 10 nights. And what we should do tonight and tomorrow, Allah gives tawfiq, whoever makes ibadah tonight, كَقِيَامِ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. A person, the first 10 nights of Zulhijjah, makes ibadat, extra tilawat, extra zikr, extra dua, switch off the shaitan TV. That's first thing you have to do. And then you get the reward of standing and making ibadat on the night of majesty. The hadith is weak, but fadail is acceptable. Remember, weak hadith is acceptable in virtues. That is majority scholars. Verdict and so forth. And then tomorrow we fast. Imam Malik rahimahullah, the genius of Medina, Imam Udar al-Hijra, his students do ask, O Ustadi, O Imam, why you exert yourself so much on the beginning of the month? He said, if the beginning of the month goes well, the night, the first day, then the whole month will go well in the ta'at of Allah, inshaAllah. So tomorrow we keep fast, provided we don't have qaza. If you got qaza, you must keep qaza. And don't make the say, no, I keep qaza and Zulhijjah, not permissible, only qaza. So you must keep more qaza than keep one, two nafil, like Arafat day you fast, like that. So anyway, you must remember, so if you are fasting, then for example, tomorrow is for Zulhijjah, then you get the reward, kasiyam isanatin, like you kept fast for one whole year. So this is the fadl, the mercy, the grace, the benevolence of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. You know, there's a wonderful, wonderful book, Majalisu Ashri Zil Hijjah, and remember here by Sheikh Abdullah bin Salih Al-Fawzan. So it's a very, very interesting book. So you must remember, try and procure it, read it, go online, you'll find. So many books are written, mashallah. Ji.
Mufti Sahib, what do the Shia say about the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah?
So Shias are not Muslims. You must remember, Shia say that Khomeini said, and I have all these books. So you must remember, Shia say that a person who wants to make muta, prostitution, for 1 hour is permissible. So that is, must mention Tawdihul Masail. I challenge any Shia to tell me if I'm making propaganda. He said you can make muta for 1 hour, also is permissible. So I'm asking them, which one is prepared to give their daughters for somebody? That person will sleep with her for 1 hour and then finish. So that is the Shia, muta. Then Khomeini writes in Tahriru Wasila, you can say have bestiality also. And that, and then the animal there, send it to number somewhere else, or you burn it and that. And so for this is Shia Azam. You tell me they're Muslim, these people. 100% out of the 4. people of Islam. They built a shrine there in Kashan for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh. They cursed Sayyidina Abu Bakr, cursed Sayyidina Umar, cursed Sayyidina Usman, cursed Sayyidina Aisha. 100% kuffar out of the fold of Islam.
Mufti Saab, with regards to special actions that we should engage in with regards to these 10 nights?
Yeah, the most important thing is we must do all the good deeds. Listen to this hadith here. And this hadith, you must remember, is mentioned in so many kitabs and so many ahadith. Is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad and various other compilations as well. So, for example, it is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So, I read for you the words. Again, An Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anuma. Shaykh Abdullah bin Abbas, he was a genius. Lo and behold, when the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passes away, he was not even baligh, not even mature. Imagine. But here, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embraced him while he was a child. Therefore, when we see children, we take them in our hands and arms, and you know, sometimes we kiss them when they're halfies and so forth. We are ordinary mortals, sinners, transgressors, what we are, non-entities. But inshallah, through somebody's dua, Allah ta'ala accept them, Allah make them hafiz, Allah make them alim, Allah make them allama, and all these type of things. So he, Habibuna, rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, took Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, in his mubarak, blessed, honorable hands, and then made dua for him whilst embracing him. Allahumma faqihu fi deen. Give him the profound, deep, deep understanding of deen. Wa habibhu wa alimhu ta'wil. Allahumma faqihu fi deen wa alimhu ta'wil. Teach him the meaning of Quran and Sunnah. So he became Ra'isul Mufassirin. He had so much fear to stay in Makkah. He said, if I make intention of one mistake, one sin, then there's severe consequences. Surah 22, verse 25. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادِمْ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. So he used to stay in Taif, come up and down, make Umrah, Hajj, all that. So anyway, he used to have lessons in Makkah. Mujahid, Qatada, all of them, Tawus bin Kaysan, all were his favorite students and main students. So he learned Quran, Hadith. When they asked him, how come? You see, I'm here by the ocean. Now imagine you look at the ocean here in Durban and where it ends. Allah alone knows where. So even they can't tell you how many drops there are in the ocean. Who can tell you that? So I asked them when I was in Cape Town, where's the barrier here between the Indian and Atlantic Ocean? I went right down, when they were busy ones, that these professors, and I don't know what and what name they got there. So oceanology, I don't know what and what they call it. You know, we simple Simon. So I tell him, there's a barrier there. He said, no. I said, there is a barrier. He said, how you know? I said, our Quran says that. مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان. The barzakh is there. The barrier is there. You can't see it. Does not mean it's not there. I say, why the water is not intermingling? Why the temperature is different? Why the color is different? So they looked at me. They say, okay, this jinnat came down. So you must remember, they're asking us questions in our field and we can't answer it. So you must remember this. We believe in Quran. Quran, Hadith, authentic Hadith, Sunnah Mubarakah. We must believe in that. So Islam is not my logic and your logic, is supra-logical. So therefore, he's called Bahrul Ulum, an ocean of knowledge. So they asked him, of Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, that how come you got so much knowledge? He said, Inni sa'ulun wa akulun. I used to ask questions. I used to go to the senior, illustrious Sahaba, explain this. And then Allah gave me intelligence also, and dua of the Master, Habibuna rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu. He passes away in 68 in Taif. Muhammad bin Hanafiya, rahimahullah, the son of Sayyidina Ali, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu, wa'ala. He performed this salat. We went several times to his grave, Mubarak, and so forth. So listen to the hadith in Bukhari, Muslim, and various compilations of Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, and so many books there. So Ibn Majah, these are the words. Ma min ayyamin al-amalu salihu fi hinna أحب إلى الله منه في هذه الأشهر الأيام في هذه الأيام الأشهر. That no good actions are more worthy and more rewarding by Allah than in these 10 nights, 10 days. So meaning the 10 nights of Zulhijjah. قالوا ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله. What about jihad? I go out and fight the enemy. There, you must remember in Israel or India or wherever. So, after the Taliban go and fight the enemy, for example. So, call walal jihad fi sabilillah. Even going out to fight the enemy. Except one person who made the supreme and ultimate sacrifice. Illa rajulun kharaja bi nafsihi wa malihi. A person remember that he went out with his wealth, he went out with his life. Person. And walam yarji min zalika bi shay, he didn't come back with anything, meaning that he became shaheed, became martyred, he became rahimahullah and a shaheed. So that person there, he's still better. But otherwise, remember, so any good deed we do, but the intent with iman, the intention must be solely only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah. Our charity, our salat, our tilawat of Quran, our qurbani, our hajj, our umrah, our tawaf for people who are there. So these are the best types. Remember that we should perform our good deeds. Shaykhul Islam Taymiyyah was a genius, you know. People like, don't like this, their business. Obviously, we don't agree with everything he used to say. But he made tawfiq and tatbiq in a wonderful manner. Tawfiq, tatbiq means he reconciled everything. So they asked him, Shaykhul Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he wrote a whole book against the Shias. You ulama should read it, Minhaju Sunnah. Read that book by Shaykhul Islam. He was dead against the Shias and the Kufar Shias. And he wrote a masterpiece. Nowadays, people want to insult the Nabi alayhi salam. Gustakhi Rasul. Straight away, fatwa of kufr on them. Kainan mankan, whoever it is. You must remember that. So, and the Jumhur ulama wrote that this is such a crime a person committed where they insult and Allah forbid. They, you know, use derogatory terms. Allah forbid against the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That even if they make tawbah, the tawbah is not acceptable. There must be capital punishment. Finish. Go read all the evidence there. As-sarimul-maslul ala shatim rasul. That book also you saw of mine, Maulana. So, alhamdulillah. So, these are the masterpieces. So, they also, he discussed this whole topic. So, somebody asked Shaykhul Islam at Taymiyyah, okay, you tell us 10 nights of Zulhijjah. But what about 10 days of and 10 nights of Ramadan, last 10 nights? Now, how you say, which one is better? That last 10 nights of Ramadan are better, or first 10 days of Zulhijjah are better? You, the Sheikh, explain. See what the Sheikh Islam he was. He said that when we look at the days, then the days of Zulhijjah are better. You know why the days of Zulhijjah are better? The ninth is Yom Arafah. And Yomah, what the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hadith in Tirmidhi, that Al-Hajju Arafah. Imam Tirmidhi, rahimahullah, comments on the Hadith, wa hadha al-hadith ummul manasik. And this Hadith is the mother of all manasik, all the actions of Hajj. If a person performed Hajj and he passed away after Arafat, he was then Arafat finished, his Hajj is done. Yeah, we're speaking of people who pass away, you know. So others have to still do a lot of actions, tawaf, ziyara, and a lot of other actions. So, but he is Hajj done. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So that, like that is so important. So the 10 days of Zulhijjah are superior to the 10 days of Ramadan, the last 10 days of. And the nights of Ramadan, the last 10 nights, those nights are better compared to the nights of Zulhijjah. So the first 10 nights. Why? Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. That the night of majesty, the night of destiny is superior, is greater than that 1,000 months. Now see how beautifully everything falls in place. You call it tawfiq and tatbiq.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we return back to this program. Mufti Sahab, the next question is, a question comes in that it's called the 10 days of Hajj, but then we are not supposed to fast on Eid day.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Remember, you asked the question, what must we do? Yeah, there's a beautiful, wonderful hadith on Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. He's also buried in Makkah, but not in the graveyard, not Mu'alla. He's buried behind somebody's house. Allah help, he went there also. He says, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, eminent illustrious Sahabi, ataqa alfa abdin wa atamara alfa maratin wa hajja sittina marra. He performed hajj 60 times. He performed umrah 1,000 times. He liberated, emancipated 1,000 slaves. He said, Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Musnad Ahmad and hadith in Sahih, authentic hadith, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّحْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ. So read abundantly, you ladies, you know, napaki or whatever, and we men all times, other women all times, all time in majority. So التَّحْلِيل, لا إله إلا الله, لا إله إلا الله, والتكبير, and تكبير, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And yes, if you look at Bukhari and you look at that, Sahaba, they used to go around in these days here. They used to go to the aswaq, the souk, the market, and loudly they used to read, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd, like that also. And tahmid, you see, alhamdulillah. So if you read like that, all will come in. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Or you read La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, then you read alhamdulillah in any sequence. So all that is fine. So we say 10 days of Hajj or whatever. So you must remember that in Arabic we have a local taghlib. Taghlib means you overpower one, overpowers the other. So first day you fast, the second day, third day, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth. To fast on the day of Arafat, authentic hadith, open Bulughul Maram, open Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, so many books. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who keeps fast on Arafat. So remember one day also, you don't 2 days, 3 days. Meaning, you keep one day also, it's fine. So, أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبلها والتي بعدها. 2 years sins get forgiven. So, how many 9 days we got now? So, we must remember 9 days. Then, on the 10th day, you read Fajr Salat. Then, after you read Fajr, so the majority of scholars, they say the takbir, you must start already on that night there. You see? So then this night here, Laylatul Eid, Eid Eve. So that's the time Abu Huraira and Sahaba used to go here and there and there. They used to read loudly and there. The takbir, what I just read now for you. Hanafi is saying in the morning when Fajr time starts, you read loudly. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. So thereafter. So thereafter, then you go for your Fajr Salat, all that. When you come back, so then there's no eating, drinking. Sunnah, you abstain from eating, drinking. Eid al-Fitr, you have dates, witran, 3, 5, 7, whatever. And here you have nothing, no eating, no drinking. That is Sunnah. So you don't eat anything in the morning, right? So for Eid al-Adha, 10th of Zulhijjah, ba'as inshallah next week Sunday. So no eating, all that. Then you go for your Eid Salat. And after your Eid Salat, then the khutbah, all that there. Then remember, you go to the Muswalla. You go there, the place where you read Salat, or the open Eidgah, and then you take your camel day, you take your cow day, you take your goat sheep. Anyway, but day is Sunnah. You slaughter it, and thereafter you eat. You must remember that. So some ulama say the best is you start with the kaleji, with the kabit, with the liver and all that. So you got the wisdom of 10. So 9 full days you fasting, and on the 10th you fasting, literally, for half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours. So that is that from before Fajr time, till eat time, and then after eat salat, then you must remember you slaughter, then you eat. So you got how the 10 comes down. So you call it taghlib. So you let it overpower and you make it go over like a little bit. So that is 8 days. You can't fast. It's haram. 10, 11, 12, 13 is haram to fast. And first of Shawwal. So that's why they got it as 10 there. And remind me, I must explain to you. Ask whatever questions, but we mustn't forget about takbir at tashriq also. So that also we must ask, explain to people.
Mufti Saab, will a person be considered a sinner if he clips his nails or cuts his hair within these 10 days? If he's doing
qurbani? I answered that question already in the starting. I told you when I quoted the hadith, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ هِلَالَ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ وَأَرَادَ أَحَدُكُمْ يُضَاحِيَ فَلْيُمْسِكْ عَنْ شَعْرِهِ وَأَظْفَارِهِ حَتَّى يُضَاحِيَ. According to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, sorry, Shafi's and Maliki's and Hanafi's, not Hanbali's excluded. It is Sunnah, and if you clip and that, you won't say it's a sin and that. But according to Hanbalis only Hanbalis, they say it's wajib. So if you clip your nails, all that, then you are a sinner according to the Hanbali scholars.
Mufti Saab, a person wants to do qurbani, however, they want to know what is the amount they have to have in possession to purchase the qurbani animal.
So remember that about qurbani, all the details that we'll do next week in our fiqh lesson, because we still got one more lesson before Eid and all that. But anyway, so remember the big difference is this: for zakat to be compulsory, this hawlan e hawl, one lunar year has to pass. Yet is nothing like that. So days of qurbani, 10, 11, 12, those 3 days there, that or any one of those days, you have enough money, 7,000, 7,500, and it's not confined to money. Anything that you got that is halal and extra. How many kurtas I got? 20. I don't need 20. So you all the 10, 15 kurtas, you put one side, the value. How many pairs of shoes I got? 10, 20. With my chumpers and slippers and all. How many I need? I need 2 or 3. So you put all that one side. How many does? How many that? How many? You put all that. And then you add it with your cash. So if you got stock in trade, you got shop, you got business, you put all that. So then qurban is compulsory upon you. Your mother, sisters, how many dress you need, how many shoes you need, how many bags you need. Everyone got much more than that. Then your cutlery, crockery, and you know the ladies, mashallah, all buzruks, you know. So they have so many things going for them. So in a case like that, you must remember that then it becomes compulsory. Qurbani is wajib upon every individual who is sane and mature and not a musafir and a traveler and has this means, as I explained, during the days of qurbani, according to Hanafi's wajib. According to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, it is sunnah and remember, and sunnah kifaya or farz kifaya. Meaning that if few people do it, they get the reward, the rest are absorbed of the duty, no sin upon them.
Mufti Saab, coming to takbir at-tashriq, what is takbir at-tashriq?
Takbir is to say Allahu Akbar. Tashriq is, you must remember, technically speaking, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th. So what is the meaning of tashriq? It means that, see, the days of Hajj on the 8th, take this year. Right date, wrong date, they have to follow. Because you must remember, they made the announcement like that there. So all the sin goes on them, the rulers, their authorities, there, the murtad who made that laws like that now, this MBS and that. So remember, but your Hajj is valid and everything, you don't have to worry. The sin is on them. So Thursday, you will go to, from Makkah or Aziziyah to Mina. Yom Tarwiyah, the day of quenching the thirst. Those times they used to quench the thirst of the camel, and now they have to put oil and diesel and petrol and so many things. They have to check up the buses. And now this is still 1 million. We went 2 million, 3 million, 4 million. And everybody moving. And then the walkers and pedestrians. Ninth day, that is Friday, mashallah. So every Friday is mashallah. So remember, it is Yom Arafah. Then 10th day is Yom al-Nahr, the day of slaughtering. 11, 12, 13 is Ayyamut Tashriq. So when they slaughter, they remove the hide, the skin, and then they leave it outside for the tanning process. So the tanning process means that it gets, you know, kullu ihabin to be rafaqat tahura. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith, when you tan the skin and the hide of the animal, it becomes tahir. You can use it as a carpet, you can use it in your car, as a car, you know, what you call it there, you know, let's get it. You use it what, Molana, for your car? Seat cover. So you use it as a seat cover and all these things there. So all that will be acceptable after the tanning process. So all is permissible beside the swine, obviously. So that is what is meant by the Tashriq. So when we speak of Takbir at the Tashriq, that has a different connotation. Allah Jalla Wala in chapter 37, verses 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, the whole story and anecdote and incident is mentioned. Miracle, not some ordinary fairy tale. Allah forbid, is a great, great miracle. Allah Ta'ala sent wahi to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. He saw in a dream. Ru'ya al-anbiya'i wahyun. Anbiya alayhim as-salam seeing dream is wahi and revelation. Falamma balagha Musa yaqala ya bunayya inni ara fil manam anni asbahuka fanzur madha tara. So he knew he must carry out the task. He's testing his son, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. I see this. So what you say? Now son is also going to be a big Nabi, mighty man, messenger of Allah. Yet, ya abatif al-matubar. Look at the balagha, the beauty, the style, the glory, the diction of the noble Quran. Ya bunayya, oh my beloved, precious son. At my old age, Allah gave me and now I have to sacrifice you. So what went through his mind? But Allah's law must always be supreme. Ya bunayya. See the son what he says. Ya Abati, oh my honorable father, oh my respected father, oh my beloved father. Do you see how the balagha, the beauty, the glory of Quran? Ya Abati fa'al ma tu'mar, you carry out what you have to do. Satajiduni insha'allahu min as-sabirin. Now they left Sayyidina Hajar radiallahu anha there. They in Makkah. And now father, son, going Makkah to Mina, and where we felt the symbolic shaitan, there the worst was to come, shaitan, you see. How can you slaughter your son? How can you sacrifice your son? He came after so many years. So whenever the worst was to come, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam picked up the same table, he threw in that direction. In Islam, we don't put up statues and all that of people. We emulate and imitate their good, righteous deeds and actions. That is Islam. So he did that. Allah loves it. Oh, Khalilullah Ibrahim. Oh, Zabihullah, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. After you rebuild the Kaaba, Musharrafa, Baytullah, you went around 7 times to see no defect. Allah says, everybody come for Umrah, everyone come for Hajj, go 7 times around. This is the Sunnah to Abikum Ibrahim, the way of your father Ibrahim. He did it, you must do it. Udhiya Qurbani, he did, you must do. So, Fattabi'u Millata Ibrahim Hanifa. That is what the meaning is. So anyway, so now he went. Oh, he took the knife. He sacrificed his son. But Allah removed the impact. And the son is still alive. So while he's busy, then Jibreel alayhi salam descends. And what he says? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam knows. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy, wa Ibrahim alladhi waffa. He passed every examination, every test with flying colors, kamludi. And remember, he became Khalilullah. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. So Almighty Allah made him his Khalil and everything. So remember, the special, special servant and friend and so forth. And Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, young person, and he knows his life is spared. Jibreel alayhi salam comes down with a ram. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. And now, that is Jibreel alayhi salam. Father, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La, done. That is Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. Now everybody knows we passed the test with flying colors, but first with the mercy of Allah. La ilaha illallah wa Allahu Akbar. Then Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Like that it goes, you see. So anyway, that is what happened. جبريل عليه السلام الله أكبر الله أكبر خليل الله نبي إبراهيم عليه السلام لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد نبي إسماعيل عليه السلام. So remember, now they all fine, now they slaughtered the dirham and everything. So Allah Ta'ala says, now this is for you, Ummat, you must carry out the Sunnah. So the Hanafi say it's wajib, and you must remember, the majority say Sunnah, the slaughtering. Regarding the takbir, the recitation of it, when does it start? On the day of Arafah, the second day of Hajj, after Fajr. So easy, you must count now, 9, 10, 11, 12. So after all, four days the Salat, 5 days, 5 Salat, 5 Salat, 5 Salat, 5 Salat. So you got 20 Salat. Then 13th, the last day. So remember of Tashriq, then after Fajr, after Zuhr, after Asr. So 23 first Salat you have to read. Hanafi say is wajib, majority scholars say it is Sunnah. Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, لِتُكَبِّرُ ala mahadakum. You must make takbir on the Eid time. Why? Allah gave you priority number one, and that is the gift of Iman and Islam and Hidayat and so forth. So that is what Allah Ta'ala is teaching us here. That's one. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Tabarani, Zayyinu a'yadakum bit takbir. Therefore, when you're going, we're walking to the Eidgah, you're going to the masjid, you're going over the vehicle, you're going however, read loudly, O Ummah. The men must be loudly, women softly. They must read at home, the women. So Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. So when we used to go for Hajj, so on the 8th day, I already start preparing the Hujjaj. Then after Isha, the first day, we still in Mina, we're going to sleep in Mina. I said, tomorrow everybody choose the second day of Hajj now. So everybody wake up early, and then we all in the Haram, then we must read Labbaik. Then remember that first, from the second day, after the first Salat, we will read together then, because you have to educate them. The Hajjis are confused, no, most of them. So we will read the Takbir. Then we will read the Labbaik. So we all read like that, and you have that, mashallah, echoed throughout the whole Mina, then Makkah, then Arafat, then Muzdalifah, like that it is. So you first read, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Then we read Labbaik. Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik. Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika laka. So nice note, we ended there. I have to make few announcements. Announcement number one is this, that 11 to 12 the tafsir will continue as normal. Inshallah, Mawlana, you know, Surah Rahman will be completing today, Inshallah al-Aziz. So that will be between 1 and 2. And one side will be Surah Rahman, the other side will be Surah Tushuara, 130 to 2. And then in the evening, remember, after Maghrib, scan the sky wherever you are, and inshallah it recited, then say Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. And during the day, now anytime now, you got 5 hours, 12 o'clock to 5 o'clock plus minus. So remember that, go and clip your nails, clip your toenails, remove unwanted hair, all that. Practice on the Sunnah and Nabawiyyah alayhi salatu salam, the Sunnah of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The new moon, you saw it, didn't see it, but the announcement is made. Say Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. That is Sunnah, also hadith in Abu Dawood. And then tonight is big night, auspicious night, Nurun ala Nur, Laylatul Jumu'ah also, night of Friday also, and Laylatu, this is Hurratu, you say proper Arabic, you know, eloquent, good Arabic, you call it Hurratu Dhul Hijjah. So the beginning of Zulhijjah and the first night of Zulhijjah. So inshallah we should exert ourselves, switch the shaitan, big the shaitan box off, and inshallah see, make dua for the ummah, make dua for Harmain, see the shaitan murtad, putting urinals there. I sent everybody all those things. And I will be inshallah Isha time there in Avondale Musalla. 7 o'clock is Jamaat there, and inshallah it will be Qiraat and Naat and Nazam or whatever, and then the program will start inshallah al-Aziz. It will be live inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, on Radio Al-Ansar International, on Sirius FM inshallah, and on Markaz Sahaba. And we thank all our brothers, our Haji Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal, and my brother Bonface, you prepared this podcast and you send it to me, then in the afternoon we'll send it. Anything else you want to find out, Zahid?
Is it permissible to use speakers to play the Takbir al-Tashriq at the Eidgah and play a recording?
100%. The aim is to announce it, 100%. No problem with that. So you must remember that. So you must remember, you can use it, especially Shafi's, Maliki's, Ambali's. The aim is to announce it, no problem. Right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.